I'm from Nelson originally, and actually, I was born in the army, and Dad was in the army in Wairua, and we came down here when I was seven, and I was one of those military kids, and came to Nelson, grew up here when I was about six. Ever since I can remember, I had this fascination of the world. I'd look for hours at the globe, and I'd spin it around, and I'd look on the maps on the world, and I'd go, what an amazing place we've got. And as I got older and I started hitting my teens, well, early teens, I'm in Nelson, I'm going, gee, this place is small, you know. It's just something doesn't feel right. Something doesn't fit. And so that reflected in my schooling. My schooling was atrocious. I wanted to get out of Nelson, and the quickest way I thought I could do it was to get out of school. I set a goal. I'm going to get straight E's this year. This is my school cert year. E's, that's it, E's, and then I'm out of here. So I used to open up all my reports before I got home, you know, because if it was that bad, I'd hide it and wouldn't take it home. Anyway, I got the final report at the end of the year, and I opened it up, and it was like E. E, E, F, E. It's like, yes, I made it. I'd set my goal and I'd made it. Well, I thought that was great because I could get kicked out of school and I could go and see this world. Well, while I was at school, there were two favourite subjects. One was geography and the other was horticulture because I really enjoy growing stuff. Anyway, I ended up on the fishing boat, and this was in the late 90s, and I thought, this is my first job out of school, totally unqualified, total dropout. Ended up on the fishing boat working with the, back then they were run by the motorcycle clubs. Anyway, cut a long story short, 2 years later, I'm in rehab. and then I get out of rehab, and I'm like, okay, I'm like 19, you know, yeah, 18, and I'm like, yeah, okay, what am I going to do now? This world thing. Ah, yeah, my passion, I love it, the world thing. So I said, stuff this, out of Nelson, bought a one-way ticket to Australia. Why? Because, you know, Australia's the big thing, right, you know? If you're really good, you go to America, you know? My wife's American, by the way. And so went to Australia, ended up working on farms, and it's through that I ended up doing community development work all through Asia in particular, parts of Russia as well, setting up all sorts of community development projects, studied. I actually went back to school. When I went back to school, I actually got really good grades because I wanted to. It's not because I'm thick. anyway, this whole world thing kept on coming up, and I kept on pointing at North Korea. For some reason, I just kept on North Korea. I'd look at it on the map, and I'd go, gee, what is that place? You know, amazing, and just wow. Lo and behold, I was working on the farm, came back from one of my trips overseas, working on the farm, and then I get a tap on the shoulder. Hey, there's this company that's setting up a business in North Korea, and they're needing people to go in to help pioneer starting it. We're talking about farming, we're talking about agriculture, we're talking about IT, and we're talking about ESOL. Are you inviting me to go to North Korea to work? Yeah, we are. We want you to come with us. There's about five of us as a pilot scheme. We're going to go in there and see if we can actually feasibly start a business in North Korea in the economic free trade zone up in Najin Songbong, if anybody... Anyway, there's an economic free trade zone up there. So I thought, oh, you've got to be kidding. You're kidding me. North Korea. You know, and I said, I've always wanted to go there, just fascinated, looking at the map, and I was just always look at it, and I thought, yeah, sure, I don't care what I'm doing. I'm off to North Korea. Well, awesome. Yay. No Kiwis have been there for a zillion years except for Winston Peters, and he went to the capital. Here I was in the back blocks of nowhere with no electricity, generators, minus 25, eating MSG food every day for weeks. But there's a couple of funny little stories that came out of that. And one, we had this guide, his name was Mr. Jong, and we could tell he was a spy because he wore a Dick Tracy jacket and he had the hat. And he would walk around, he would ask us lots of questions. Why are you here? How much money do you make? Why do you think about North Korea? What do you think of New Zealand? Why is Australia? And where's your passport? And so Mr. Jong, chill out on the questions. And so I said, Mr. Jong, what do you like? What are you into? And he says, oh, yes. I like novels, I do. What type of novels do you like reading? Oh, spy novels. Okay, case in point. Okay, then the next day, we had to stay in these state-funded hotels, you know, and we stayed up in the hotel up on the top floor. Anyway, we'd go there after work and have a shower and come out, and then we'd go downstairs to have a meal. Oh, every night we'd walk downstairs to go and have a meal. This little man would come tinkering out this other side room and follow us down. I thought, oh, that's interesting. He'd follow us down and then sit by a table by himself. And when we left, he left. He followed us back up the stairs and then back to his room. So we thought, okay, you, right, we'll get you, you bugger. So the group of us came down, and as one group, we split into two. What are you going to do now, mister? And so we split into two parts, and we split off, and we went our own different ways, and he was confused and didn't know what to do, and it was ha-ha-ha funny. It was great. The moral of the story for me with Crossroads is that be careful what you wish for because you might receive it. And which is a good and a bad thing. I wanted straight E's, and that was awesome. I got it. It didn't do me any good. Later on, I picked myself up by my bootstraps and sorted myself out. I always wanted to go to North Korea. It was planted in my heart. I ended up there. It was something that I wished for, but it was something good. It was something I wanted. The crossroad for me is be careful what you wish for because you might just receive it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tony.